get a chance to play, you're going to do this. You know, what's it mean just to have this kind of week where, you know, not only have you homered in three straight games, but they've been big homers?
Like I said, I've you know, it's not that I haven't done this in the big leagues or anything, but, you know, just gives you the confidence to go out there and you know, take your chances a little bit more, you know. Walt has a big part of this, you know, just giving the confidence to go out there and play.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of managers or a lot of teams, you assume a guy's getting paid $20 million, he's going to play. I mean, when a manager goes ahead and puts the best players out there, what's that? What kind of message is that to send to everybody?
Oh, it's unreal. I mean, it's like I'd say, I told Walt, I don't care where I play as long as he lets me play from 1 through 9 and, you know, wherever I play that night, and it is what it is. You know, I ended up get to play short today and, you know, contribute with the batting.
Are you still sick?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What are the symptoms? What's going
just
on?
Just cold, stuffy nose. I mean, I told the guys that I'm going to have my kid sneeze at me. I'm going to face every night from now on.
I like it.
You mentioned your two-strike approach was different in that spot with the home run. Why did you change it?
I just saw something. When things are going right, you guess right every time. So I just saw something. I thought he was going to throw me that pitch and ended up guessing right. And then just, you know, took my chance right there.
How much do you just feed off, you know, just the way this team's playing itself? It's one thing to do it as an individual, but like when everything else is clicking really well.
It's contagious, man. You know, I've been part of winning bowl clubs and everything, and that's contagious. I mean, the vibe in the clubhouse, everybody gets along and everybody pulling for each other. You know, we're not playing tight, and you know, we're playing close ball games, and sometimes it doesn't feel like it just because how loose we are on the field.
How has it felt to be able to contribute in so many different ways, you know, up and down the order, different positions, all those sorts of things?
It feels good, man. It feels good. You know, this is the best, you know, baseball team right now in the world, and be able to contribute, you know, hitting fifth right now, and it feels pretty good. And you know, it's like I said, Walt gives the confidence to go out there and give you the confidence and, you know, just perform and, you know, go out there, have fun. That's all.
How does this clubhouse compare to, you know, some of those winning teams you had in Houston?
It's very similar in a sense of winning. You know, in a sense of everybody gets along. I think people don't realize that and. You know, like I said, 1 in 22, and it was the same vibe. You know, guys, you know, pulling for each other and everything. One guy does it, the other guy, you know, do it and everything. And now, you know, everybody is contributing. I think that's the biggest one, how everybody gets along and how everybody, you know, we don't have pricks in the clubhouse, and I think that's the biggest one. I mean, everybody gets along.
Is your role in this clubhouse different than the one you had in 22, just being a more experienced and veteran player?
You know, I get to contribute more, that's it. But, you know, just watching from everybody, you know, I was, like I said, I've got a good school on veteran that I got in my career. And, you know, it's trying to apply and everything and be able to contribute more. It's pretty unique.
How fun is it to watch Martin pitch?
He's Picasso, man. It's funny because I faced Martin, 22, 23, and, you know, a couple times in 24, and I know when he's gonna throw the backdoor cutter, and I know when the challenge was pitching. I'm like, yeah, that ball came back. Like, I know I've argued so many times with the umpire, you know, and then the front hit sinker. It's just, you know, he's a veteran, man. He's out there, you know, just grinding and everything, and you know, he makes it look easy.
Earlier this week, you said you were feeling very confident. Like, is your confidence like in higher and higher with each game, or is it just like something you figured
that
you were always capable of?
You know, when I play, I'm very cocky. You know, I know I'm good. I know I go out there. I know I'm a go forward. I know I go, I go and play and everything, and then just let, you know, the game speak for itself sometimes. But, you know, for me, I'm always, you know, have the chip on my shoulder and everything, just go out there and, you know, and just perform.
The home run last night and again tonight, at least from you put the hardest swing on it, but they go out. Can you kind of describe what you're like, how they were able to get the power on it to take it out?
God, man, I have no idea. I just put a good swing and just ball went out. I mean, I didn't change anything and everything, just hang it and just put a good swing, catch it in front, and ended up hitting 101.
A few more.
At 30.
Is there anything to do with the chipper effect?
Probably. I know a lot. It's just like I'd say, it's just having him here and it just changes the whole thing.
Yeah, the 4 straight hits in spring training after you talked to him, and now you got 3 straight homers on 3 straight nights.
Maybe he should put back his baseball pants on and stay in the dugout.
Mauricio, para Diamante 23, Miguel Ángel Formayor aquí. ¿Cómo es jugar con Gripe y además de la manera que lo estás haciendo? Primera vez que das jonrones en 3 juegos consecutivos.
Sí, mi esposa dice que es Gripe de hombre. Pero es parte de uno tiene que venir a sacar la casa, como uno dice, y a la gente no le importa si uno tiene gripe, no tiene gripe, o está con calentura, no está calentura, sobrevivir ahí y tratar de hacer lo mejor que uno puede.
¿Y siguen surgiendo efectos los consejos de Chipper?
Sí, siempre, siempre. Un caballo que viene aquí a ayudar y, como le digo, si uno no escucha a un Hall of Famer es porque es bien bruto.
Gracias. Along with the confidence you mentioned the other day, just like, you know, it's a long season, just accepting you're going to have those ebbs and flows and keeping faith. Just how important is it to have that mindset through 162 games?
I mean, I hit 190 in May. You know, it's part of the game, man. You're going to go up and down. You're going to go, you know, north, south, and everything. It's just a matter of, you know, head level stay the same and everything. And, you know, try to, you know, the couple hits you get when you're in the funk, you know, make it count, make it matter.
Thanks, man.